Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hammered Out on the Market Scale Network. I'm your host, Mike Bush, and I'm delighted to kick off a series of videos that I filmed at the Manifest Conference. Now, for folks who aren't aware, Manifest is probably the biggest show just in terms of number of attendees in the industry. You get a ton of venture capitalists, you get a ton of startups, you get a ton of freight folks, and you get a ton of BCOs, people that are actually moving freight. So this is going to be the first of five or six episodes. This one is with Dimerico. I am delighted to bring you the episode. I hope you enjoy it.
My name is Jeffrey Shi. I'm the CEO of the Dimerico Express Group. And I joined company back to 1988. So currently, we have the three major service products, air freight, ocean freight, and country logistics. Okay. So I was the CEO back to the 2023. December 1st, actually okay. Just a little bit over a year.
Gotcha. Okay, very cool. Now, what exactly does the company do?
Like I say, we are the global logistics service provider. We provide the air freight, ocean freight, country logistics, and also we have the multimodal transportation.
Got it. Okay. So, freight forwarder for the most part? Okay. So, we're a freight forwarder. Who's your target customer? Who are you working with the most?
Both. Good question. Because 2023, during our annual management meeting, Dimerico is a public company in Taipei, Taiwan, back to 2001. So last year, on purpose, I tried to share all the information to our clients, to our management team. Actually, I found that 250 to 300 million, the nationality of the customer, is American company.
Okay.
36%. Then 26% is Chinese company from China.
Got it.
18% Chinese company from Taiwan. The rest of it, or less than 10%.
Sure. Now, you said China a couple times. We have a president who doesn't seem to be very friendly to China, is putting it nicely, I think. When it comes to tariffs, when it comes to how you're advising your clients, what are you telling clients? What's the right approach? How are you helping out?
Okay. Because the target, since the first turn back to 2018, actually already talked company or customer or like a manufacturer already touched about the China Plus One strategy. So the China Plus One strategy, a lot of manufacturers from China and Taiwan already diverse into Southeast Asia countries, which is including Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, India. So that is what the Dimerico core strengths. So we always satisfy our customers because that is an area Dimerico can assist to diverse the supply chain risk.
Got it. Now, when I hear China Plus One, and I've heard this positioned both ways. Mm-hmm. So one way is I'm going to have manufacturing in China, but I'm also going to have an alternative. Maybe it's Eastern Europe, maybe it's Southern America, and I'm going to source all my materials from there. So I've got China, but I've got a backup. So China Plus One.
Yeah.
Or I've heard, hey, I'm going to source materials in China, but I'm going to have them manufactured or assembled in a different place. How are you considering China Plus One?
Actually, other than Southeast Asia, I think that because the target between the USA, Canada, and the Mexico, there's a lot of those, particularly the automotive, right? So as people know, the EV is a future car, but China already occupies 70% of the EV car in the world. And their cost is, compared with the other countries, they're very concerned. So, right. Mexico is another one that's the tariff. That's why when the new government on board, first thing they want to tariff at 20%, right? But if you look at other countries, of course, USA is one of the markets, but how about Europeans?
Right?
So that is something that we have to diversify before the geopolitical energy.
Got it. Jeffrey, one of my favorite questions to ask people is, if you were talking to a new or recent college grad, and they said, I'm thinking about supply chain as a career path. What advice would you give them?
Tell them.
Well, good question. Because myself, I joined the industry back to 1988. Took me like 2 years to 3 years to understand what's going on. But during the pandemic, everyone know the importance of the supply chain, freight forwarding, no matter air freight ocean, because you cannot move most of the product, right? So the easy way to explain to people, passenger, is you go through travel agent before the internet becomes so popular. So you can book. But cargo, unfortunately, you have to go through freight forwarding like that. Of course, air and ocean are different. But this industry, for sure, it won't be replaced because everyone looking for the solution.
Got it. Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned COVID and the pandemic, and I'm in Long Beach, and we had, you know, getting regular text messages. Hey, what's the count? You know, 106 vessels up the coast, 110, 108, you know, and it was kind of a crazy thing. Like, it was the first time in my career that people knew what I did for a living. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand that. One question I'm trying to ask folks, is there anything that you'd want to spotlight that I haven't given you a chance to talk about?
Yeah, I think that like at the Mercury is an industry for 54 years, right? During the pandemic, everybody's customer rely on the so-called strategic partner, right? But moving forward, again, I think this industry will still remain. So as far as the Demerco is concerned, our focus is the connecting patriarchy. We never aim for the biggest one, but we aim for the competitive in our service industry. I think that is a very, very important for our customer, for our management team to understand. So my mission is to continue to carry what the founder the mission and inherent to me. So I need to make sure the company can move forward and can last for longer, even before my retirement or after me. Because you see a lot of the mergers we mentioned. We are also doing the merger acquisition, but only in the certain strategies and location.
Jeffrey, we've talked a little bit about kind of the your time with the company. 1988, it feels like a long time. You know, this is a long-lasting company. You know, tell me a little bit about the company approach.
I think we're a Taiwanese company.
Yeah.
Origin, but that's back to the 1970s. But 74, 2 to 3 years later, the founder need to make decision. Either you go international or you need to just focus Taiwan. But as you know, Taiwan is a small country.
Right.
Right? So then our founder decide to go international. Actually, when I apply the job, my goal, I need to find some company can transfer me to the office. So in my career with the company, I transfer from 1991 to San Francisco. 2016, I transferred back to Asia to manage a different country with a different culture. That's how I worked to my knowledge and appreciate the founder to support me and to give me the opportunity. As a public company, I don't have any personal background, but I work all my way to my position.
Amazing, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you being on the show.
Yeah. Thank you.